pumping your own petrol at an unstaffed station is the best way to save a buck, according to the Commerce Commission. Its latest analysis of fuel monitoring data shows areas with at least one unstaffed petrol station generally have prices that are low in those that don't. But supermarket fuel stations are a different kettle of fish. Collectively, motorists spend about $10 billion a year at the fuel pump. That's why we should care. For more on this, we're joined by Commissioner Brian Chappell. Kia ora.
Kia ora, Lisa.
Specifically, how much cheaper if you do it yourself?
Well, what we've found is there's a difference of 6 cents a litre between an area that has no unstaffed sites or only a supermarket unstaffed site compared to an area that has at least one unstaffed site. And I'm talking about areas within about a 5 minute drive of each other.
So does it follow if you have more unstaffed stations, it'll be even cheaper still?
We haven't looked at that. We've just focused on whether there's one, at least one there. You know, that may be the case, but, more is probably better, but it's more about having one in your local area, at least one in your local area.
If you have at least one, you could be saving 6 cents a litre. But what is the story with supermarket petrol stations that are unstaffed?
Yes, well, that's a question you might want to ask them. But obviously, there's something about the way in which they're sourcing and deciding to price their fuel. It just doesn't show up as statistically significant when we looked at it in our study.
Okay. So are they overcharging customers then?
Oh, I'm not saying they're overcharging. We're just saying that the benefits of competition seem to come from non-supermarket unstaffed sites entering in local areas.
What is the situation if you pump your own gas at one of those self-serve bowsers, even if the station has staff inside, right? You don't use the staff inside. You just go to the petrol pump, you pay and you use your card and you move on. Is that cheaper and should it be cheaper?
It's not cheaper. That would be that's typically a staffed site, so that'll be whatever the price is for that particular site. And I guess the petrol stations aren't charging different amounts depending on whether you go into the store and use the bathrooms or anything like that. In a way, I guess they're charging you for the fact that you have that option if you choose to use it, even though you are, as you say, potentially just using the station in exactly the same way as you would an unstaffed site. But you'd have to ask them if they've thought about having differential prices for whether you pump your own and just pay at the bowser instead of going into the store to pay.
Do you find it curious that you pay the same, even though you're doing all the work yourself?
Look, I think it's a trend we've seen over the years that even sort of sites that have shops and bathrooms and so on, increasingly you do pump your own, and often people will choose to pay for it. You know, I'll often choose to pay for it myself because it's just quicker and easier than going into the shop. So, you know, there's some convenience aspect there, and it's a trend that's been going for many years.
So the Commission asked for a please explain from fuel companies. That was in about September of last year. This is because
that's
there were
right.
still some anomalies in fuel pricing. So what have you found from the information they gave you? Has this come about, the self-pumping of your petrol, and you can see it's 6 cents a litre? Is that because of info they sent you, or how did you find it out?
Yeah, we did send that please explain letter because we saw quite big variation both within towns and between towns, and we wanted to try and understand if that was explained by the costs that companies were incurring. You know, it's further from the terminal, it's more expensive land, et cetera, et cetera. We found in general we couldn't explain all those differences based on cost. So we started looking for other explanations and did this study. These particular studies we've been talking about unstaffed sites, use GASPI data, complementing the data we get from the companies. And so that shows that competition really plays a key role. The fuel regime opened up the wholesale market and made it easier for independents to access fuel from the major importers. They're then tending to open unstaffed sites and drive competition around in the areas where they open up. So I think that's what we're seeing here. It's kind of competition, and that's one of the things that we care a lot about at the Commerce Commission.
Of course. Is there anything more to it than staff?
I think it is Yes, I think there is. It's in part probably new challenger brands entering, looking to disrupt the market, seeing prices that are higher than they can offer them for. And because the wholesale market means it's now easier for them to shop around and access fuel, they are able to open these sites, which are then challenging some of the existing players.
It's great if you have the opportunity to go to an unstaffed station, but how many of these are there, and are there particular regions that are missing out completely?
I can't give you a regional breakdown, but there's a lot more of them than there used to be. So used to be well under half of the sites in the country were these unstaffed sites. Now it's just over half. So there's more than 100 opened in the last 5 years. So they're definitely growing in number. It's a trend we're seeing, and there's a reason it's driving competition. But I think the other good thing we see about them that we've found in these studies is that when one opens, not only does it tend to have lower prices, but it creates this ripple effect in the immediate neighbourhood and leads to lower prices at some of the staffed, well, particularly at other unstaffed sites, but also to some extent at the staff sites in the area. So they are driving competition in their area.
So you also believe that councils, local authorities have a role to play here. Obviously, they issue consents
for stations.
So what is your message to them?
Well, we just think, you know, if they're interested in lower prices for fuel for the people who live in their region, then they want to be thinking about how to make it easy for unstaffed sites to open up when they are thinking about their planning and consenting processes. You know, and they can be talking to some of these companies and saying, you know, what would it take for you to open here?
Preferential treatment for operators who will set up an unstaffed station?
I'm not suggesting preferential treatment. I'm just suggesting making sure they understand, are there any rules that they have that are getting in the way of these companies coming in?
Appreciate your time. That is Commissioner Brian Chappell from the Commerce Commission there. An analysis of their latest fuel monitoring data shows that you do get a cheaper deal if you pump your own petrol, but it has to be at an unstaffed station, about 6 cents cheaper a litre.